100 years of assembly testimony in Toowoomba. Matthew 18 and 20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Wonderful. The Lord in the midst. Sweeping changes have taken place in the past 100 years in every phase of life. But our God changes not. Malachi 3 and 6. In Hebrews 13 and 8 we read of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. In Revelation 22 and 13, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." What a privilege it is for us today to be present here and to know the Lord's name has been honored in the continuance of scripturally based gatherings unto His name in Toowoomba for 100 years. We have endeavored to give all relevant information available to us in our report. Three previous reports of interest are in our possession, the first two having been unavailable to us for nearly 20 years until 1981. These are, one, report compiled by the late Mr. William S. Wheat of the first 50 years and read on the occasion of our conference 28th to 30th January 1939. Two, report compiled by the late Mr. Jim Taylor, read on the occasion of the opening meeting of the present Gospel Hall on the 1st of September 1956. Three, report compiled by Mr. Ron Moss in 1976 for printing in the booklet by the late Mr. Alec Munro in Brisbane on assembly history in Queensland 1876 to 1976. This report was made under difficulties as the first two were at that time unavailable. According to the 50th year report, in the year 1889, four believers were meeting for breaking of bread in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Joe Elliott in Taylor Street, opposite the North State School. These were Mr. and Mrs. Elliott, Mr. Tom Walker, and Mrs. Gray. The actual date of commencement is not known. However, in 1889, a family from England, Mr. and Mrs. Tyrrell, with six children, arrived in Toowoomba having a letter of commendation of Mr. and Mrs. Tyrrell and daughter Grace from Overstone Hall, London. And these were happy to discover a company gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the above-mentioned home and owning no other name but their Lord's. Their only authority and guide, the Word of God. It was noted in the 50th year report, Mr. Walker was still in the body. Mr. Elliott was an engine driver at a sawmill. He was a Scot and Mrs. Elliott was Welsh. Gospel meetings were commenced later and prayer meetings were held in believers' homes in the early years, including that of a Mr. David Broadfoot, situated only about 100 yards from our present Gospel Hall, on the opposite side of Harry Street. Two weekly open-air meetings were held in early years, and also cottage meetings. Mr. Elliott and Mr. Broadfoot were respectively known locally as Holy Joe and Pastor Dave. The faithfulness and zeal of those early dear saints in their simplicity was owned of God, and souls were saved. Some of these and others were added to the local company. In 1889, the population of Toowoomba was around 7,000 to 8,000. At the turn of the century, around 9,000. This year it is estimated at 80,000. the assembly gradually grew in numbers. In the early years, names included Broadfoot, Rogerson, Morrow, Broom, Sugden, Luke, McNeil, Brett, Weir, Barr, Evans, Simpson, Woolnough, McIntyre, Luke. These came from Great Britain and other parts of Australia. Servants of God who visited in those days included George Groves, Rice Hopkins, Richard Graham, Henry Dyer, William McLean, he was from Peterhead, Scotland, also brethren from Ipswich and Brisbane. Mr. John Rogerson arrived from Scotland in 1893. Mr. Jim Taylor from Conference Hall, Brisbane, in 1908. At that time, he was able to assist Mr. Joe Elliott in a fairly large Sunday school at Wilsonton. There was also a Sunday school in the hall. Mention is made of a Sunday school conducted in Mr. Walker's home. This possibly is the same as the one at Wilsonton above mentioned. In 1910, Mr. and Mrs. J. McClowney and young daughter Isa, later Mrs. Stevens, arrived from Scotland. On Friday nights, an open-air meeting was held in Rutland Street, outside the old Union Bank near Russell Street. This was a late shopping night at that time. Baptisms were first held in the swamp, and later in the public baths until the first hall was purchased. In 1910, there were 24 in fellowship, but lack of transport facilities and long distance at that time prevented all of that number gathering regularly. During the first 50 years, the numbers varied with prevailing industrial conditions. In 1939, the number in fellowship was 75, to whom the population 27,000. That's 50 years ago now. The Tyrrell family later moved to Hemant, but Mr. Sid Tyrrell and Miss Grace Tyrrell, a brother and sister of the Tyrrell family, were for many years at Thalimba until the early 40s. Mr. J. Taylor continued in the assembly until his home call in 1963, and he discharged much assembly responsibility in Sunday school work and as correspondent and elder. Mr. and Mrs. J. Miller from Scotland farmed at Oakey and were in the assembly for many years until their home call in the 50s. Mr. McClowney was very active as an elder and a superintendent of Sunday school. A daughter of foundation member, Mr. and Mrs. Elliott, Alice, married Mr. W. Strachan in 1914 and in later years moved to Brisbane. Her son Gordon was active in the assembly until his home call in 1974. Mr. and Mrs. Walter Johnson came from Chinchilla, and they had a large family of sons and daughters in fellowship in the 40s and 50s. Mrs. M. Amundson, fruit of early Sunday school work, has in recent years been confined to a home. Mr. and Mrs. Matthew Wright, parents of Mrs. B. Strachan, were for many years in fellowship until called home and were particularly well known for their hospitality. Mr. and Mrs. J. E. King came in 1922 from Brisbane. They were the parents of Mrs. V. Johnson and also of Miss Daphne King of Malaysia. In 1928, Mr. and Mrs. J. Struthers and family arrived from Scotland. Prior to his home call in 1936, Mr. Struthers was a good help in the assembly. Mr. Forrest lived at Gowrie Junction and frequently walked the 7 miles into town to the meeting. Mr. W.S. Wheat was an elder and correspondent in the 30s. Mr. E.J. Moss came from Brisbane, Bethany Hall, in 1930 and subsequently married Miss Ina Struthers, and they are both in the Harrisdale Assembly at this time. I might mention here that in the Struthers family there was also a Mr. and Mrs. Tom Russell, both gone home to be with the Lord some years ago. Mr. Moss accepted much responsibility in the assembly activities until Harrisdale Assembly commenced in 1962. He was very active in Sunday school work, being superintendent for some years, and also had a Sunday school at home. Mr. G. Stevens was in the assembly for over 30 years until going to live in Brisbane. Mrs. Stevens, née Isa McClowney, is in Bethany Home. Mrs. T.B. Skinner came from Brisbane Conference Hall in 1935. And except for over 4 years, 48 to 52, when back in Brisbane, had been in this assembly. Mrs. Skinner was called home in 1987. Mrs. Willis, now at Conference Hall, and the late Mr. Charlie Willis were received into fellowship in the mid-40s. Mr. and Mrs. J.C. Boyce came from Brisbane, Bethany Hall, in 1948. Mrs. Boyce was called home in April this year. Mrs. Crank, later Mrs. Forward, and Mr. and Mrs. F. Andrews were received into fellowship in the early 40s. Since the 40s, there have been many changes. Brethren and sisters have left for other parts. Some have been called home. Many here now have been added locally. A number are from other parts of the country. Meeting places. In the course of time, as the assembly numbers grew, a move was made to Victoria Hall in Bell Street, where later a sad division occurred, due mainly to the creeping in of certain from the exclusives, who disturbed the minds of some, diverting and divorcing these from principles previously so loyally held. This division well nigh caused the extinguishing of the assembly. However, the light of testimony kept burning. Gatherings were later used in a disused shop in Ruthven Street, opposite St. Luke's Church of England. This shop was altered and made a suitable hall, to make a suitable hall. Then about 1908, an old hall owned by the Rachabites was purchased. This was in Harry Street, where Allen Street is now. Mr. Joe Elliott had made a strong appeal to brethren to purchase a hall to avoid moving about as they had been doing for so many years. Around 1942, the City Council first advised of their intention to resume the land for the purpose of making what is now Annan Street. Years went by, and finally, in 1954, it was decided to purchase the allotment on which the Gospel Hall now stands. Cost was £600, that is $1,200. The hall was built in 1956 and handed over to the builders on 13th of August that year. Contract price was £8,089, that was $16,178. The old Gospel Hall was sold for £3,500, that is $7,000. The first meeting was held on Lord's Day, 13th of August, 1956, and an opening meeting on Saturday, 1st of September, when the Gospel was preached by Mr. John Cairns of Brisbane. A special conference was held on Saturday, the 6th of October, that year in the New Hall. Outreach. In 1958, two halls were built on sites in the suburbs. These sites were made available to the Assembly by two families. One at 114 North Street, primarily for Sunday school work. The late Mr. Jim Taylor had for years gathered and arranged transport for children from that area. Sunday school is still continuing. At 20 Violet Street, the second one, in this area, a Sunday school had been commenced in 1953, mainly through the work of Mr. E.J. Moss, and a good number of children were on the roll in a rented hall. Gospel meetings also had been held once a month. A new assembly was commenced in July 1962 in the hall in Violet Street, in full fellowship with the Toowoomba Assembly. 22 believers moved there. At the Gospel Hall there had been 94 in fellowship. There are still members of the Moss and Dunkley families in Harrisdale Assembly who have been in fellowship since the inception of that assembly. Commendations for the work of the Lord. Miss Betty Cornell to Central Africa in 1932. She returned after a few years owing to ill health. Miss Daphne King to Malaysia in 1950, where she still serves the Lord faithfully. Miss and Mrs. Johnny Skinner, commended first from Lismore Assembly in 1976, served in New South Wales and Queensland until commended to Bolivia in 1978 by Toowoomba Assembly, joined by Lismore. They are still serving in Bolivia. Mr. and Mrs. Len Walker, commended in 1980, first serving in Toowoomba, and then called to go to Colombia in 1981, where they are still serving. The late Mr. David McComb had been in Toowoomba Assembly in the earlier part of the century, but later in Warwick, from whence he was commended to Manchukuo, China, for many years. From Harrisdale Assembly, Miss Marjorie Smith, later Mrs. Fawcett, a nursing sister, commended to Doomadgee in 1968, serving there for a number of years. Mr. Rodney Moss was commended to Bolivia in 1983 and continued there with his wife Sardinia, whom he married in Brazil in 1987. After recent furlough, they have now proceeded to Brazil to serve in that country. Conference meetings. Early in the century, there had been such meetings held in the old hall, using a marquee built in the yard, but these meetings lapsed. In 1936, the present series of conference meetings commenced, first in June, and then, owing to the unsuitable weather at that time of the year, the second one was held in January 1937. Subsequently held in January and then in the March-April period. Various halls have been hired, and the one in use at present is St. Paul's Lutheran Hall. Many able ministers of the Word have visited for these conferences. In the early years, such well-known brethren at that time as Willie Griffith, Charles Jenkins, Martin Irvine, Bruce Todd, John McCrindle, Frank Bates, Ted Fleischman, James Cairns, Robert Scanlon, Captain Elsie, Robert Vise. In Harrisdale, conference meetings commenced in 1963 and are still held annually. Visiting evangelists. In 1910, Mr. and Mrs. Muffet came from New Zealand and were in the assembly for some time. Mr. Muffet used a push bike to visit surrounding districts as well as locally. That reminds me of a little snap we have here in this book. You can see this later, there's quite a few little things in it. A little snap of Mr. and Mrs. Moss, 1924, leaving Mr. John Parkinson home in South Brisbane on pushbikes. Commanded worker. Around 1911, Mr. Hinman from New Zealand had a series of prophetic addresses with gospel emphasis. Frequent visitors in the early years prior to the 1940s included commended workers Bruce Todd, Frank Bates, Ted Fleischman, John Hind, Fred Thompson, Martin Irvine, also Henry Martin of Sydney. A well-known teacher and writer, Mr. C.F. Hogg of Great Britain, had several meetings in September 1938. We still have a letter of his dated 29th of August 38 and an invitation card setting out dates of meetings. They're in there. Mr. Alfred P. Gibbs of America, a well-known preacher, hymn writer and children's evangelist, had a fortnight of meetings from 20th September to 3rd October 1952. We still have copies of the invitations. I will say in those days there weren't too many came from Britain or America, ministers of the word. Commended workers who have visited for gospel and ministry meetings on various occasions in the last 40 to 50 years included J.C. Russell, W. Thomas, T. Heasley, J.D. McCall, O.B. Wiley of New Zealand, Robert Sperling, who had two series of tent meetings. Dr. R.C. Edwards of Sydney was also a frequent visitor. An interesting letter, written by the late Mr. John Parkinson, dated 26 January 1939, at the time of our 50th anniversary, contains some early history, not only of Toowoomba, but also of the Southern Downs. So the whole letter is quoted here. Written from Sean Flats, Petrie Terrace, Brisbane, 26-1-39. Mr. J. McClowney, dear brother in Christ, many thanks on behalf of Saints at Bethany for invitation to your Assembly Jubilee Conference. In thinking over the Jubilee part, I wondered if any of the older ones would be interested in a few dates that I am in a position to supply that pertain to the Lord's work south of Toowoomba, and that even those coming to you from Warwick and beyond may know nothing about. For instance, there was a Sunday school and a few believers who met to remember the Lord at Dalveen in 1883. The writer was in Sunday school, and Mr. Hugh Irvine of Wynnum is the sole survivor of the worship meeting. In the main street of Warwick in 1884, in an upper room, Mr. Christie Bath, a saddler, and some few others kept the feast each Lord's Day. This meeting is still functioning. Mr. Archibald Luke, late of Toowoomba, was received into fellowship at Warwick, 7th of March, 1897. He then resided at Silverwood. Mr. John Irvine, evangelist, left Warwick to labour in Toowoomba, March 27th, 1897. Mr. William McLean of Peterhead, Scotland, evangelist, and his wife, came from Toowoomba to labour in Warwick, September 3rd, 1897. Bates and Fleischman first visit to the Downs in July 1898. It was early in 1899 that your highly esteemed brother, Mr. J. Elliot, wrote the following letter to Mr. C. H. Hinman, editor of the New Zealand Treasury. This is a letter quoted. There is a wide scope here for any gifted godly brother, so led of the Lord, to give his whole time to labouring in the gospel with Toowoomba as a centre. He could labour around for many miles, the district being wide and largely populated. Population multiplied now, and there are bitumen roads now. The following year there was response. This is interesting. There was response in the coming to Toowoomba of Mr. R.G. Grubb. But those in Warwick were the first to be blessed, for we were fortunate to be the first place visited in Queensland. Helidon the second, Toowoomba the third. On May the 9th, 1960, meetings began in our house, then old telegraph office, Albion Street, that is Warwick, and in a barn at Sladevale. By July the 1st, May the 9th to July the 1st, what's that, about 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 13 or more were saved. And we had seen two lots baptized and about 10 added to the assembly. July the 12th, 1900, Mr. Grubb left for Helidon. Then after Mr. Grubb came Henry Moffat, Henry Curran, Mr. and Mrs. Schooler, Whitehead and Isaacs, J.F. Gray, C.H. Hinman, and others, all of New Zealand. So I take it that you had in Toowoomba one who prayed. That's underlined. And his prayer, underlined, was acceptable and abundantly answered in blessing far beyond the boundaries of Toowoomba. You will find these dates correct from my own diary. We are praying that you may have a refreshing time in his own presence with warm greetings, yours and our soon coming one, John Parkinson. Mr. Parkinson was the uncle of Mr. Verney and Mrs. Matheson here present. I don't know if Miss Verney is here too. Church roll. An alphabetical list is attached of all in the Toowoomba Assembly meeting at the Gospel Hall as of 30th April this year. It is of interest to note that some of the descendants of Mr. and Mrs. Joe Elliott, Mr. Rogerson, Mr. Forrest and Mr. J. Taylor, who were here prior to 1910, are in Assembly fellowship here and in other parts, including New Zealand. Three great-grandsons of Mr. Forrest are in Toowoomba Assembly, two grandsons and one great-grandson in the Harristown Assembly. Brethren and sisters still with us, that is in the Assembly here, and who were in fellowship here on the occasion of the 50th year, 1939, are Mr. and Mrs. E.J. Moss of Harristown, Mrs. Munston there in a convalescent home, Mr. T.B. Skinner, Mrs. V. Johnson, Mrs. B. Stratton. Incidentally, for the first time in 100 years, the number of believers meeting at the Gospel Hall is 100. Two others who have been baptized will be added, God willing, in the coming week, taking the number on roll to 102. We've been in the 70s and 80s and 90s over the various years. 94 when Harristown Assembly commenced, but we've never hit 100 till just recently. We close with a note of joy and thanksgiving, as there has been a period of real blessing in this centennial year. Much prayer preceded and continued during a series of meetings in the halls and in homes held by Mr. Peter Brandon of Bedford, England, in April this year. There was a great response to invitations, thus a great number came under the sound of the gospel. Many were saved, some restored, and some received assurance of salvation. This was evidence of the presence and work of the Holy Spirit in our midst. What a wonderful beginning to our 101st year. And may we respond with, praise the Saviour, ye who know him. Perhaps this year, or indeed at any time now, our Lord will come for his own. As we read in Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, read, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Finally, we quote 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Now this is signed by the elders of the Toowoomba Assembly, myself, Mr. J.C. Boyce, Mr. R.D. Wilkinson, Mr. J.R. Moss, Mr. E. Beggs and Mr. A.B. Skinner. Mention was made in the report of baptisms in the swamp. As a matter of interest, Toowoomba was originally known as the swamp, and the west and east creeks which meet in the centre of the town round about the railway yards evidently had swamps. And there must have been one waterhole at least big enough and useful enough to use for baptism. And the name Toowoomba is thought by many to be derived from the Aboriginal word Woomba, meaning that type of country swamp, to Woomba. I think that's correct, as a matter of fact. Here we have some present with us today who are whose folks were named, whose families were named, and I'd just like to mention them. We're so happy to have you all. But Mrs. Gwen Campbell from Ashgrove is a granddaughter of Mr. and Mrs. Joe Elliott, in whose home the first meetings were held. Mr. and Mrs. Colin Todd's name have already been mentioned, and Mrs. Noel. Mr. Colin Todd and Mrs. Noel are of the family of Mr. Bruce Todd. And we also have Mrs. Eric Taylor, whose father was Mr. Willie Griffiths of Conference Hall. And Mr. Charles Taylor, and Mrs. Colin Todd, she was Mr. Taylor, whose name was mentioned, his daughter, and Mr. Charles Taylor here, a son of Mr. Taylor, too. We have here a photo taken of all those present at the conference in 1938, January 1938. 51 years ago. This is an enlargement of a snap, and they're quite distinguishable, except for a few who are partly hidden, obscured by others. And we have the elders at that time, Mr. Taylor, Mr. Joe Moss, Mr. Willie Wheat, and Mr. McClowney are there. And also the speakers at that time were in the front here. There's Mr. Willie Griffiths, Mr. Bruce Todd, Mr. Robert Vise, Mr. Mark Merville, Mr. Charlie Jenkins, Mr. Bob Scannon, and Mr. John McCrindle. And a lot of these children here, and some of the older ones, are now grandparents. In fact, some of us are now great-grandparents in that photograph. 51 years ago, this is a photograph taken at the conference on the Lord's Day, I think, in the afternoon, at the tea break, 1960. And we have here a few little, just begun to collect a few little interesting announcements connecting with conferences and a couple of photographs, etc. Feel quite free to have a look at them. The old Gospel Hall is here and the new one. You feel free to look at them in the interval. For the first 40 years or so, largely, those in the assembly were Australian-born, but you will note that were quite a number, from Scotland and England particularly, who came as immigrants to the country. In the last 30-odd years, a number are here from Great Britain, some from Northern Ireland and Wales. Mr. and Mrs. Laughlin and family arrived in 1956. Also, we have some in the assembly from Holland. Wales are mentioned. But in the Toowoomba Assembly, there's only one Scot, and in the Assembly at Harrison, only one Scot, and one Englishman in the Toowoomba Assembly.